Good morning. I'm Andy Summers with the XTU Morning Crew. Hey, Dave.
Good morning, Andy.
I came across this article, and I can't wait to get your opinion on this. 215-263-6700. Because I feel like this is something that everybody has a story to, okay? Was there a show that you were growing up, you were not allowed to watch, but you really wanted to watch it?
Oh, absolutely. I still remember, and I don't think I'll ever forgive my parents for not letting me watch this. Do you remember the show Soap?
Yes!
It was like a late-night parody of soap operas.
But, yes!
Well, my sister was, she's like a year and a half older. She was allowed to stay up and watch it, but when it started, I had to go to bed.
It wasn't necessarily the content. It was more, because it was on
I don't know if it was time. May have been content.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because it was a little racy.
A little bit. Yeah, and as you can tell, I still haven't gotten over it.
I know. I mean, Soap was a great show.
That's what I hear. But, thanks, Andy.
And I feel like when we were growing up, like in the 70s, there were those shows that when you watch them now, you're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe
right.
I watched that. How did my parents let me watch that and it didn't scar me?
Right, but for you, there wasn't one?
There wasn't one, right?
Wow.
I'm the youngest in the family by 8 years,
okay.
Right? So by the time I came along, my parents were just like, whatever. Like, yeah. Just, like, if everybody's staying up late, yeah, Andy can stay up late, too. It doesn't matter.
Great.
So I watched everything. I mean, I watched Soap. I was all about it. Yeah.
No.
I remember staying up late and watching Saturday Night Live.
Oh, wow.
And our neighbors were there, and they're like, you're seriously allowed to watch this?
And that was a little racy back then, like the Eddie Murphy years,
yeah,
you know?
But I didn't understand any of it, and I never even thought to ask. So maybe that's why they didn't mind me watching,
right.
You know?
Yeah. You just ask your sisters, what did that mean?
Yeah, I didn't even care. I just, everybody laughed, so I laughed, because I wanted to be like an adult, you know?
Right.
So 215-263-6700. Was there a show that you desperately wanted to see growing up and your parents were like, no, not going to happen?
Good morning, Mickey.
Good morning.
So today we're talking about TV shows you were not allowed to watch as a kid. Were there any your parents didn't let you watch or you won't let your kids watch?
Well, for me, it was my daughter, and my daughter had a particular friend. Her parents didn't seem to really care what she watched, and my daughter wanted to watch something called Married with Children, and I had never really seen it. I heard about it. So I said, well, you know, I have to look at this first. I watched 2, maybe 3 episodes, and I said, absolutely not. You're 8 years old, no.
Right. Yeah, you yourself probably love the Bundys, but your kid, not so much.
Yeah, I thought it was very inappropriate for an 8-year-old, and I was really surprised that this young lady's parents let her watch that. But then again, I heard she watched Jerry Springer, too.
Okay. Thank you, Mickey. All right, let's go to line 5. Nikki, we're talking about what shows your parents would not let you watch when you were growing up.
Melrose Place. And my older brother and sister were allowed to watch it. So every week that was ready to air, they would rub it in me and be like, oh, I can't wait to watch MP tonight. It's going to be such a good show. MP is going to be so great. And I would cry because they would always rub it in. They were so mean.
Well, that's what older siblings are for, right?
Yeah, I got to get my payback when my parents had another one, and now I have a little brother.
Yay! So Nikki wins.
I totally did.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.